Your Auto Light Dealer presents your favorite friends from Gasoline Alley.
Hold it, Wilmer. Hold it till I get this phone.
Okay, JJ.
Wallet and Bubble Garage. He's a Wallet speaking. What's that? Yes, sir. We can fix it. We can fix anything on four wheels. Sure, we'll be waiting for you right here in Gasoline Alley.
Yes, it's Gasoline Alley, the comic strip that's a favorite in more than 100 newspapers. In this episode, The Adventure of Jealous Jessica, Peasy and Wilmer discover that it's better to give than to receive, especially when the gift involves a new hat for your wife. But first, a word from the friendly auto light dealers in your own hometown. Have you ever had a bulky engine spoil a vacation trip? Well, don't let it happen to you this year. It's so easy to have your engine checked at a reliable service station. Think of it. One single stop before you start that trip will help guarantee pleasure-packed performance from your engine. Clean new oil will protect and pep up your engine. A change to summer weight grease assures money-saving quieter miles. Flushing the radiator may prevent annoying and sometimes costly overheating of your engine. A check of your car's electrical system, from battery to spark plugs, may prevent trouble, cut dollars from your gas bills. So drive into a service station where you will be sure to get original factory parts and honest workmanship. Now, here are three places you can count on. Quick Service, Main at Third, Smith Brothers Auto Supply, Saginaw at Corinth, Main Repair Shop, Hull at Center. Yes, these dealers will help guarantee you the smoothest vacation trip in your life. And now, Gasoline Alley. As usual, there's a lot of activity around the Wallet and Bubble Garage this morning, and as sometimes happens, Wilmer is just now arriving to take part in it. What is unusual is the look of grave and serious concern on Wilmer's face, and Skeezix, naturally, is curious about it.
Hi, Wilmer. What seems to be the trouble?
Oh, it's Jessica.
Well, gee, it's nothing serious, I hope.
Well, you'd think it was if you could hear her. She's after me to let her buy a new hat.
Oh, is that all?
Well, no, not exactly. You know, Skeezix, I've been thinking about our business, and I've come to the conclusion that something has got to be done around here.
You're so right, Wilmer. Better grab your wrench.
What I mean is we've got to start being more efficient, get more work out.
You're absolutely right, Wilmer. Get your wrench.
Maybe what we ought to do is raise our prices.
And lose all our customers to our competitors?
Well, we've got to take more money out of the business some way.
I think we're doing about as well as we can at the moment.
Well, yeah, I suppose so. In fact, that's just what I told Jessica.
Jessica?
Yeah, she's the one who suggested we ought to be more efficient. We ought to raise our prices, get higher profits.
Well, how come Jessica's taking so much interest in our business?
Like I said, she wants a new hat.
The trouble with you, Wilmer, is you just don't understand women.
Does anybody?
Sure. Other women.
Get that while you're up, will you?
Wallet and Bubble Garage, she's a Claude speaking. Yes. Well, yes, we can. Where is your car? Corner of Chestnut and Lemon. I'll be there in 5 minutes. Some woman can't get her car started.
A woman, maybe I'd better go.
No, it's an emergency, and you still have to get into your jumper. You can tackle some of this work around here.
Okay, where do I start?
Wilmer, you know that as well as I do. Grab your wrench.
Is it anything serious, Mr. Wallace?
Oh, no, ma'am. Just these distributor points. And if you get a little time, you ought to run into the garage and let us replace them for you.
Are you sure?
Yes, ma'am. I was just noticing these spark plugs, too. How long have they been in the car?
Well, I really don't know.
It surprised me if you need a new one. You know, it really pays to keep your ignition system in top working order. There. Well, that ought to do it.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. Now, how much will that be?
Oh, not a thing. Nothing at all.
Oh, but surely I must owe you something.
Oh, no, ma'am. It's just part of the Wallet and Bubble service.
Oh, but I insist.
Lady, please. I know my business.
Well, that's awfully kind of you.
Oh, not at all. Drop around this afternoon and we'll look over that ignition system and tune up your motor.
You've been so kind, Mr. Wallet. I wonder if you'd do one more little favor for me.
Well, sure, if I can.
And just take this to your wife.
Hey, what's this?
Well, it's a hat box, of course.
Yeah,
that's fine. But a hat inside.
But I can't take this tonight. That is, my wife?
Well, of course you can. You're going to see her, aren't you?
Well, sure,
you just give it to her and tell her from Madame's hat.
Madame's hat? But, lady...
I'm Miss Mode. I own the store. We have very exclusive styles. A hat for every woman's taste and her husband's approval.
Well, I'm sure they are, but after
Mr.
all...
Mr. Warren, please. I know my business.
Well, this is very nice.
No, not another word about it.
But...
Why, Mr. Warren...
Huh? You said another word. Hey, you back already?
Oh, sure, it wasn't serious. Just had to clean up the points a little to get the car started.
I hope you charged her plenty for the call.
Nope, I didn't charge her anything.
You didn't charge her? You did all that for free?
Well, sure, Wilmer. She said she'd be in later for a motor checkup. Her car needs new spark plugs. Eventually, she's going to need a new battery.
So?
So, I didn't charge her for the road call, and she'll probably become a regular customer.
Regular customer? You mean we'll probably never see her again?
Well, I think we will. In fact, I'm sure of it.
What makes you so positive?
Take a look in the seat of the tow truck.
What? For Pete's sake, a hat spark?
Yeah, she gave it to me for Nina.
She gave you a hat for Nina? Free hat? How come?
Well, I don't know. I told her there was no charge for the emergency call, so she ups and hands me the hat box and all.
How do you like that?
She owns a store. Madame's Hat.
Madame's Hat? That's one of the most exclusive hat shops in town. Say!
What's the matter with you?
Jessica wants a new hat, doesn't she?
Well, yes, but...
And that woman appreciates service. Well, when she drives in here, she'll get such great service, she'll want to give Jessica two hats.
Listen, do you recognize this voice?
I've never been in a newsroom, never announced a newscast. Ah, yes, and I've never worked on a newspaper. There may be good news tonight, but you won't get it from me.
Perhaps you thought that was a famous news commentator, but actually, it's Ed Jewett of New York City. Yes, often things seem alike. Automotive electrical parts look alike, but Autolite parts are original equipment on many of America's finest cars and trucks. We do Autolite. Remember, automotive electrical parts may look alike, but Autolite parts are made by the world's largest independent manufacturers of automotive electrical equipment. And Autolite service stations are equipped with highly trained men and specialized machines to give your car the proper service. Money can't buy better service for your car. So when your car's electrical system needs attention, drive into your nearest Autolite service station and ask for original factory parts. Remember, the name Autolite means spark plugs. Autolite means batteries. Autolite means ignition systems. Autolite means the lifeline of your car. Now back to Gasoline Alley and the adventure of Jealous Jessica. Miss Mould, the owner of Madame's Hat, has left her car at Wallace and Bobble's garage. While Skeezix congratulates himself on winning a new customer and a new hat for Nina, Wilmer's giving Miss Mould's car the full personalized tune-up treatment.
How are you making out with Miss Mould's car, Wilmer?
Oh, I guess I'm ready to roll. And boy, have I done a tune-up job on Miss Mould.
Well, that's good, because Miss Mould is here for the car.
Yes, ma'am. Your car will be ready in just a moment, Miss Mould.
Fine. I hope there wasn't too much wrong with it.
Not a thing, except for the new plugs and points. But while I was at it, I thought I'd better check everything. You know, just part of the service.
Oh, that was very thoughtful of you, I'm sure.
Sure, I didn't overlook a thing. Checked the time and adjusted the carburetor, checked the battery, adjusted the brakes and headlights, put an oil, water, gas, and 32 pounds of air in the tires.
My, that sounds like a lot of air. I thought my tires only took 28 pounds.
Don't mention it. The 4 extra pounds are on the house. You'll find a car in tip-top shape. And just to make sure, I recommend a test run around the block. Huh,
all right.
Be back in a minute, Skeeter, because I'm going to show Miss Mould everything I've done for her. Boy, listen to that motor.
Well, it does sound better.
The old Bible touch. When I work on a motor, it runs like a charm. Maybe it ought to run more like a motor.
Huh?
As saying, you want to take advantage of the woman's bottle of service. Bring your car regularly and let us check up on... Check up on... Uh-oh. She's so jealous, and here I go trying to write past her with somebody else.
Wait, where are you going?
I don't know. Mexico might be nice this time of year.
But there's the garage right there.
Oh, yes, Wallace and Bobble. Well, thank you. It's been nice.
Thank you so much for everything you've done for my car. Will you just mail the bill to Madame's house?
Sure.
And, Mr. Bobble, I wanted to do me one more favor.
Well, I don't know.
Would you mind taking this for your wife?
Hey, it's a hat box with a hat inside.
Oh, certainly. Just tell your wife it's for Madame's house.
I sure will.
Well, goodbye now.
Goodbye. Hey, Skazer. Look at this. She gave me a hat for jacket.
Oh, it's well rumor.
Just like nine.
It's better not be. We want our wives to be friends.
Oh, I knew I'd put it over. Plenty of service, I always say. Service and the old bottle touch.
Yeah, touch is right.
Jesus.
Rumor, what's wrong?
The most horrible thought just hit the skeezer. You know how jealous Jessica is, and she saw me in that car with this mode, and now if I give her this hat, Jessica will show...
She'll think she has good reason to be jealous.
Yeah. Here. Take it. Here's another hat for Nina.
Well, thanks, Wilmer, but I'm not so sure I ought to give it to her. Gee, two new hats for Nina. I just hope this won't be habit forming.
Yeah.
It's me, Wilmer. Can you step outside a second? How's Jessica?
I don't know.
Well, isn't she home?
Yeah, but she isn't speaking to me.
Well, no wonder. Here, this is for her.
Oh, no. Not that. I can't give it to her now, and you know why.
Wait a second. Let me explain. Jessica isn't speaking to you because she expected you to bring this hat home to her.
Well, that's what I mean. She expected me to bring... Wow.
Yes. Jessica and Nina picked those hats out themselves. Down at Madame's hat.
They did?
Yes, and they charged them to us.
They did?
They aren't free. We have to pay for them.
They did? We do?
Yes. The girls wanted the hats, and Miss Moe gave them to us to deliver because it happened to be convenient. You know something? Jessica and Nina told Miss Moe to bring her car to us for repairs and service.
No
kidding. Yeah, they figured we wouldn't mind her getting new hats as long as we got some new business.
And boy, it sure turned out that way, didn't it?
How do you mean?
The girls got the hat, and we got the business.
Your Gasoline Alley friends will be back in just a moment. Now a word from your Autolite dealer. Your first vacation day is here at last. The luggage is all packed, the family piles in, you step on the starter, and off you go. Or do you? Well, if you've taken the proper steps to put your car in shape, you can be sure you'll enjoy every minute of your trip. Now, here are a few specific things you should do. Have that winter sludge and rust flushed from your radiator. Drain and refill the crankcase with clean, summer-weight oil. And even more important, have a reliable serviceman inspect your car's ignition system from battery to spark plugs. Winter can be pretty tough on a car's electrical system. Insulation on wires, cracks and rots, points become dirty, coils become lazy. Often, one stop before you go can guarantee a trouble-free trip. And for this one-stop service, drive into Fast Motor Repair, 6th and Oxford, or your service company, Mead at Wall, or Better Workshop, Sunset at Ridge. So, to be sure of a really relaxing vacation, drive in today. ¶¶